For you have been my hope, O Sovereign Lord, my confidence since my youth, Psalm 71:5. How often do you sit down and think about the things that you hope for? We all have hopes and dreams, especially when it comes to our kids, and we want the best for them, and that is what we hope for them. A good job, hopefully one that they like, a nice home, a loving spouse and a family, grandchildren. We hope that we will get back taxes at the end of the year rather than having to pay in more, and we hope that we do not get sick, that our car will hold up a few more months, or in these days of ever-increasing costs, that the money we have will get us through the end of the week or until our next payday. These are all things that we hope for, things wished for, things dreamed of. But with all the variables out there, we don't know if any of these things that influence us on a day-to-day basis will bring the possibility of our hopes to fruition, or if they will be like the wind and just slip by us. In a book called Experiencing God, and on one of the pages early in the book, there is a list of the attributes and the names of God and the scriptures that show how in a person's life these apply to or may be a part of our walk with the Lord. The author writes that these attributes of God, the ways that he has presented himself in our lives or revealed himself to us, help each of us see more clearly the times and of how the hand of God has worked in our lives, maybe in ways that we had not thought of or recognized before. My hope. Psalm 71:1-5. In you, O Lord, I have taken refuge. Let me never be put to shame. Rescue me and deliver me in your righteousness. Turn your ear to me and save me. Be my rock of refuge, to which I can always go. Give the command to save me, for you are my rock and my fortress. Deliver me, O God, from the hand of the wicked, from the grasp of evil and cruel men. For you have been my hope, O Sovereign Lord, my confidence since my youth. David speaks of one who has relied upon the Lord always, from birth, but as he has matured and has seen his relationship with the Lord steady throughout his lifetime, he understands that it is with wisdom and understanding that he has seen the light shed upon the hearts of men. These hearts will not change without walking with God. God is yet today our only hope, and there is no other. Why is that? Because there's no other like him. No other has conquered death. Every other god in every other culture or civilization cannot lay claim to that fact. There has not been another to die for people. Most called for people to be sacrificed for them. And there has not been a record of resurrection of another god. No other god has walked the face of the earth. No other is powerful, nor holds the supreme majesty of the Lord God Almighty. There is none of compare. God's word raises that question to man, asking, to whom will you compare me? He is the same today as yesterday. He breathes life. He alone created the heavens and the earth and every living thing, everything that is, was, or will be. Yes. All of creation is his, from the furthest star in the furthest solar system to the minute particles of dust that can only be seen through the rays of sunlight. All is his. Often his word speaks of idols, other gods, gods that are made of wood or metal or carved out of rock, and in these days we would add plastics, electronics, and a whole host of other things. In these days of so much uncertainty and questions and so much distress upon so many, let us look at the hope and the trust of the man Job. Faith that he held yet in the Lord when all but his life had been taken from him. Job's faith did not sway. Job 12:7-13:1. This is Job. But I ask the animals, and they will teach you, or the birds of the air, and they will tell you, or speak to the earth, and it will teach you, or let the fish of the sea inform you. Which of all of these doesn't know that the hand of the Lord has done this? In his hand is the life of every creature, and the breath of all mankind. Does not the ear test the words as the tongue tastes the food? And is not wisdom found among the aged? Does not long life bring understanding? To God belong wisdom and power, counsel and understanding are his, and what he tears down cannot be rebuilt. The man he imprisons cannot be released, and if he holds back the waters, there's drought, and if he lets them loose, they devastate the land. To him belong strength and glory. Both deceived and deceivers are his. He leads counselors away stripped and makes fools of judges. He takes off the shackles put on by kings and ties loincloth around their waist. And he leads priests away stripped and overthrows men long established. He silences the lips of trusted advisors and takes away the discernment of elders. He pours contempt on nobles and disarms the mighty, and he reveals the deep things of darkness and brings deep shadows into the light. He makes nations great, and he destroys them. He enlarges nations and disperses them. He deprives the leaders of the earth of their reason. He sends them wandering through a trackless waste, and they grope in darkness with no light, and he makes them stagger like drunkards. My eyes have seen all this. My eyes have heard and understood it. Here we look back with Job and his friends at the work of the Lord's hand and the power within it. Job testifies to his friends that, yes, where I am now is not where I ever thought to be. I have walked in the Lord's ways, and yet here I sit before you as you see me. Why, he asks. Why does he find himself in the situation that he is in now? Job holds on to his faith in the Lord, as he is able to yet say from Job 23:10, but he knows the way that I take, and has tested me, and I will come forth as gold. In the end, it is Job who will confess to God. Job 42:2, I know that you can do all things, and no plan of yours can be thwarted. He is held on to the hope that God will see him through, and he says in Job 19:25-27, I know that my Redeemer lives, and that in the end he will stand upon the earth. And after my skin has been destroyed, yet in my flesh I will see God. I will myself see him with my own eyes, I and not another, and how my heart yearns within me. Our hope should be that no matter what comes our way, we hold on to the Lord. Job speaks of God's power in Job 26:7-14. He spreads out the northern skies over empty space. He suspends the earth over nothing, and he wraps up the waters in his clouds, and yet the clouds do not burst under their weight. He covers the face of the full moon, spreading his clouds over it, and he marks out the horizon on the face of the waters for a boundary between light and darkness, and the pillars of the heavens quake aghast at his rebuke. By his power he churned up the sea. By his wisdom he cut Rahab to pieces. By his breath the skies became fair, and his hand pierced the gliding serpent. And these are but the outer fringes of his works. How faint the whisper we hear of him! Who then can understand the thunder of his power? And finally, we listen to Job speak of wisdom in the fear of the Lord from Job 28. Where then does wisdom come from? It is hidden from the eyes of every living thing, concealed even from the birds of the air. God understands the way to it, and he alone knows where it dwells. And then he looked at wisdom and appraised it. He confirmed it and tested it. And he said to man, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom, and to shun evil is understanding. The discussion between Job and his friends covers such a broad swath of life, looking at nearly every concept as to why a man does what he does, has what he has, and is who he is. They cover a man's heart, God's heart, of what they know, and of his power and wrath, and in all their points they cannot know that the one word of truth that stands in hope for Job he has made in his discourse, as he said that in all his lack of understanding as to why the things happen to him as they are, that his hope lies with the Lord, because in the end, after being tested, he will come forth as gold. Our hope lies in the Lord. No matter what comes our way in the days ahead, remember that God is in control and His ways are not our ways. And in Him we lay our trust, our faith, our hope to see us not only into tomorrow, but into the moment we're currently in. Do not place your hope in men. They will always let you down and disappoint you. But if your heart is set on God and your trust is placed in Him, your hope lies with Him and on His faithfulness, then what more could you need, because He has everything in His hands? 2 Corinthians 4:18, and so we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. For what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. And praise be to God.